Commissioner Thornburg.
Well, and I will invite Regional Director Sangra up, and I think I'm going to join him.
Smith. So I'm Steve Pizangra, I'm Regional Director for Eastern Region, Region 1, and I appreciate the opportunity from the Commission for a special presentation this afternoon. And I appreciate Director Storr and Commissioner Thornburg helping me make this special presentation. So first I'd like to ask Mr. Rich Landers to please join us up front. We got you surrounded, Rich. And I think Director Storr had a few comments to kick us off.
Yeah, I just wanted to recognize the importance that our traditional media plays in terms of protecting the resource and managing the resource. And I know we are very dependent on the newspapers and radios and television. And that importance is in a large part due to the presence of reporters who are credible and thoughtful and informed. And over the last decade, we've had the opportunity to work with four or five of those folks across the state. And that has been a very important, and we've been just so lucky to have people of that caliber that we work with. And Rich, you've been one of those, and so I wanted to just thank you for that personally, and point out that these people are retiring and sometimes not being replaced. So we wanted to take this opportunity. Would have liked to have done this in Spokane, but we got halfway there. So wanted to take this opportunity to just personally say thank you, Rich, for all you've done. We're really going to miss you in terms of your retirement. I believe you're being replaced, yes, which is a very good news for us, because that isn't always the case.
Thanks, Joe. And Commissioner Thornburg had a few comments.
So I've really enjoyed working with Rich for many years. And about 4 months ago, I think, I got the email that I'd been worried about. And that was, well, bye. but he is still doing special features in the Spokesman Review. And so part of that email was, we'll be staying in touch. So I was pleased to hear that. I don't know whether Rich remembers this, but I told him once that my husband accused me of having him as my publicist. So that's how much I'm going to miss him. But one of the things that I need to recognize is he's been a bold reporter. He has covered the breadth of fish and wildlife extremely knowledgeably. His articles, you learn from reading his articles. And I've really appreciated that aspect of your reporting. And also, as I said, he covers the breadth. I mean, his interest, he's an avid hunter. He's been listening carefully to this elk discussion, I know. but he also understands the non-consumptive side of wildlife appreciation, and is a fairly decent birder as well. I've birded with him. And we're just going to miss you. So wanted to recognize that.
Thanks.
So the commissioner's comments are a perfect segue to some formal comments that I have as well. I'd like to read on behalf of both the commission and the agency. I was going to hold paper and microphone and glasses. And all right. Thank you, Richlanders, for your 40-plus years of covering fish and wildlife recreation and management in the Pacific Northwest as the outdoor editor for Spokane's Spokesman Review. It isn't your career longevity that we're recognizing here today, however. It's how you did your job that sets you apart. The Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission and all the staff of the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife appreciate your efforts to inform and educate the public we serve about the often complex issues of fish and wildlife management. Perhaps your education background in wildlife biology prepared you to know the questions to ask and to understand the answers better than most. But we believe your communication skills in both words and pictures are the key to our public learning more about fish and wildlife. We also know that your personal engagement in and writing about outdoor recreation beyond fishing and hunting has helped us reach the vast majority of Washington citizens who love wildlife but don't hunt or fish. Besides your core fan base of hunters and anglers, your stories are read by wildlife watchers, hikers, campers, climbers, canoeists, kayakers, bicyclists, skiers, runners, and virtually everyone else who plays outside and encounters wildlife or uses its habitat. From our perspective, the more people who understand why and how we fish and hunt and manage those activities, the better off we are. In this regard, you are truly a unique writer, and we feel fortunate to have worked with you for so long. We are glad that you are continuing to contribute feature stories in the region from time to time. It was really nice to see Rich's pad open this morning when I walked in the room and he had his pad out, and it was like a warm glass of milk and a cookie. It was comfort. That's not in here. We're glad that you're continuing to contribute feature stories in the region from time to time. We hope you are enjoying your recent retirement from the daily grind. We have a token of our appreciation for you that we hope symbolizes your advocacy for public lands, for fish and wildlife habitat, and recreational access. Kim, would you mind grabbing the...
Oh, wow.
This is a photograph taken and signed by Wildlife Area Complex Manager Justin Haug. Justin is in the back of the room. He was able to join us today. This is a photograph that Justin took of the Grand Ronde River along the 40 Ranch Wildlife Area in southeast Washington's Asotin County. And I know Rich was able to join us on the dedication of that event and have an opportunity to visit with us there as well. Thank you, Rich, for all you've done and continue to do for Washington's fish and wildlife. Absolutely. Yes. Justin, come on up.
Did you guys get in there?
Yeah, why don't you smush Rich?
You stand.
Get on. Yeah, there you go.
Next to you.
Yeah. Yep.
There you go.
The white button, right?
Oh, Jim. Okay. Thank you.
Great.
Thanks, Rich.
Wow.
Thanks.
Can I say one thing?
Thank you.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, take the mic.
Yeah. I'll say one thing. What I'm hearing today in this meeting is what I've been covering for 40 years, the same things as resource, opportunity, passion, landowners, balancing landowners with sportsmen. It's all the same thing, and you guys have this tough job to do. And so, number one, I want to thank you for recognizing that some of us have tried to present all these considerations you have to decide to the larger public, and that this is all good to have groups that are concerned about one thing or another, but I think we all benefit from the larger public getting the idea of what's going on. And two, I regret that we're not covering this like we did in the 80s and the 90s, when between the Tacoma News Tribune and the Vancouver Columbian and the Spokesman Review and the Lewiston Tribune, every meeting was covered. We just can't do that. On the bright side, we're doing better than Toys R Us. So, and then the last thing is that I'm deeply interested in fish and wildlife. I just like the people that come here to talk. I'm a hunter and fisherman, nature watcher and hiker and all that stuff. But I've always had a special link to people who have to make public policy and the biologists who are out here doing the work, because just like you guys who have to make a decision, you are going to get criticized no matter what you say. And it's, I never wrote a story that I please everybody. I always had the joke that if I wrote about mom and apple pie, somebody would bring up mom's past and that cherry pie is better. And that's the way it is with everything I ever wrote. I love to listen to my voicemails, and where I take one subject and you hear the people who say that I was totally wrong and the people say I was totally right. And almost everything, anything that was controversial. So I just want you to know that I didn't disagree with everything. I didn't do everything as well as I could have. But I always had an ear and had a biologist back for what they're trying to do. So thank you so much. This is a big deal to me. Thank you.